Greetings, New Year launching pad pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob with another day of our New Year launching pad daily devotions, and it's our middle Sabbath. It's Wednesday, February 10th, and today we're in the broadcasting studios of the Parsonage in Arthur, Illinois, the House of Peace, and we're excited to bring you today a great little devotion from Michael Casey in his book, Balaam's Donkey, and then a sweet little poem from one of the classic mystics of the 13th century. And I'll let you know more about him in a bit. But we've been prepared for this. We are spiritually in the zone. We have the Cistercian monks today bringing us their chant. And we have the harvest apple candle. And we have the old standby. Can you guess? Kava tea with a splash of milk. Everything's in alignment today. So let's begin with our devotion. It's called metanoia. And metanoia is a Greek word that comes into play in the Gospels, and this devotion will help explain it to you. So let's hear it. Here's what Michael Casey says. The Sermon on the Mount is often included in anthologies of world literature because of the nobility of its language and the loftiness of its sentiments. It can happen, however, that we are so dazzled by its beauty that we fail to appreciate the very considerable challenges that it embodies. If this discourse called us to simply upgrade our behavior, it would be hard, but not entirely outside the realm of possibility. The impossibility comes from the fact that it demands of us a complete transformation of our way of looking at the world and embracing a different set of values and attitudes. The Sermon on the Mount, to repeat, demands of us a complete transformation of our way of looking at the world and embracing a different set of values and attitudes. So sometimes, this is Pastor Bob, sidebar, when I preach or teach or have a conversation with you and it feels out of touch with reality or hard to comprehend, the reality is that there's been a transformation of the way that I look at the world, and I have embraced a different set of values and attitudes, and I know that's what you're striving for too. We're all in this path together. No one's farther ahead than another or better than. It's just a matter of making the decision to transform ourselves through Jesus Christ. Michael Casey goes on, the Greek word used in the gospel tradition is metanoia. Metanoia, sometimes translated as conversion or change of heart. What it means essentially is a change at the level of the Greek word nous, N-O-U-S, intellect. A change at the level of intellect. Walking the way of Christ is impossible without a complete change of attitude. St. Paul put it this way, let that mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus. Put on the mind of Christ. Amen. Again, Michael Casey. The Beatitudes put before us a person who takes a different stance from that embraced by many of our contemporaries. Detachment from riches and status. Renunciation of violence and vindictiveness. Willingness to resolve conflicts. They call us to be gentle, merciful, proactively peaceful, pure in heart, and able to endure sorrow and persecution with equanimity. Live like this, and your whole life will be a proclamation of the essential message of Jesus. But how can ordinary people aspire to such high ideals? I'm sure you're asking. Me too. Michael Casey says, we have to change. We have to change. We have to become pupils in the school of Christ to learn a whole new way of living. This means spending substantial time with Christ by regular and reflective reading of the gospel. Not just reading bits, but starting at the beginning and spending maybe a year slowly pushing forward, paying attention to every word, and trying to allow the voice of Jesus to touch our hearts. We will almost certainly discover that we are slow learners. Amen. Even so, we are learning something, and with time, we may very well become different. Oh, the call to change. Amen. It's a wonderful devotion for us today. I'm going to try to get to my poem today. All right, let's see if this works. This poem is by, a 13th century mystic named Meister Eckhart. He was German, a theologian and a mystic. His heroes, his spiritual heroes, two pretty good ones, St. Augustine and St. Thomas Aquinas. And he's really more famous for his quotes than he is for his poems. Here's a few of his quotes. See what you think. How about this one? If the only prayer you ever say in your entire life is thank you, it will be enough. That's pretty good, isn't it? Here's another one. The eye with which I see God is the same eye with which God sees me. Think about that one for a while. How about this one? Every creature is a word of God. Every single creature. Does that change the way you might deal with a bug in the house? It did for me. Here's one. God is at home. It's we who have gone out for a walk. Still in the 13th century. Same issues. And finally, here's the last one I'll give you. This is really important. This is part of that change process where you come to an understanding of this. The price of inaction is far greater than the cost of making a mistake. You hear that? The church sometimes sees so fixated on getting it wrong, making a mistake, wasting something, not hitting the mark. Yeah, that's who we are. We're limited, fallible, fallen, and sinful. But the price of inaction is far greater than the cost of making a mistake. Amen. So now you're introduced to Meister Eckhart, 13th century German mystic. Look him up and spend some time with him. Here's his little poem. His little poem is called, There is Something Inside of You. There is something inside you. And here we go. There is something inside you that goes untouched by the world around you. It is above and apart from the creature that you are. Even angels don't have this something. They are clear beings, deep and still, but without the divine nature your soul possesses, leaving it unlike anything else in the world, even angels. That's your soul. Your soul, which has the spark of God within it, is unlike anything else in the world. Even the angels don't have that. One more time. There is something inside you that goes untouched by the world around you. It is above and apart from the creature that you are. Even angels don't have this thing. They are clear beings, deep and still, but without the divine nature your soul possesses, leaving it unlike anything else in the world, even angels. So that's the soul we have, unlike anything else in the world. Even angels don't have that. Amen. Let us pray. Loving Father, open our eyes to the way of life embraced by your Son. Loving Father, open our eyes to the way of life embraced by your Son. Allow us to be attracted by his wisdom and generosity and his kindness to all, to all. Help us to embrace the values he embodied and to live our lives as other Christs. We ask this in his name. Amen. One last reminder, because I forgot to say it at the beginning. I was so wrapped up in that devotion and that poem. But we will not be having our Zoom meeting tonight due to the fact that the board is meeting tonight at 7 o'clock. So what we're going to do is start again next Wednesday. And next Wednesday just happens to be Ash Wednesday. And we'll be putting together a special Zoom group on Ash Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock for you, and you'll all be invited. So stay tuned for that. And now, amen, hallelujah, and amen.